Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. This is your host Andrew Rhines. The reason I am sounding like this is I broke a tooth over the weekend and went and had my tooth pulled. Thanks for understanding. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is January 16th, 1952, and the title is The Forge Fire. Hope you enjoy and thanks for being a member.
Serials presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pop brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Forge Fire. Now, boys and girls, here's a special message from two wonderful friends, our stars, Guy Madison and Andy Devine. They wanted me to tell you to be sure and look for them on the front of the new Kellogg Sugar Corn Pop packages in your grocery store. You can't miss them. The boxes are bright yellow, with pictures of Guy and Andy waiting to meet you. So do that, won't you? Okay, now let's listen. For over 20 years following the Civil War, the hard-cased gentry of the Old West kept their eyes open for a chance to gun down United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. One of the deadliest plots against the Marshal's life was hatched by the blacksmith at Salt River City one day as he stood staring into the dancing flames of his forge fire.
Yep, that's the way to get rid of that dad-blame Marshal and their mother, too, to boot. Old Doc Ransom will be the biggest man in Arizona when Hickok's 6 foot under on Boot Hill. And the way I got it figured, that won't be long now.
There it is, Mr. Hickok. Just took it over the wire about an hour ago.
Thank you, Sparks. Come on, Jingles.
Another telegram. Doggone it, Bill. Every time you get one of these ticker messages, it means riding night and day through dust storms and rainstorms until Joker and me both got saddle sores. And besides, what's it say, Bill?
It says, unknown bank robber gang raising hob in Blake County. Stop. Too big for me to handle. Stop. Be right proud if you'd get here quick. Stop.
Stop is right. I just ain't in the mood to go mixing with no gang of bank robbers. Who's that telegram from?
It's signed, Sheriff T. Hurley, Salt River City.
Arizona again, hot, dry desert, Gila monsters, sidewinders, and alkali water. When you can find water, let's don't go.
Wait a minute, partner. This telegram was sent from Grandview.
Now, what'd he go over there to send it for? Grandview's more than 15 miles from Salt River City.
He must be in real trouble, Jingles. Come on.
I'm leading this gang, and I say the time to get that payroll sack off the stage is just before it hits town this evening.
Susta Bagley, you think you're the leader now, eh? Well, I say wait until the money is in the bank. Then tonight after dark, we rob the bank.
Easy now, boys.
You keep out of this, Doc. This slick-haired maverick's got the idea he's a big bull in this corral, and I'm about to carve him down to a spindly-legged calf.
You talk big with your mouth, Stubb.
No, Stubb, I reckon if there was any carving to be done, they don't call him Dagger Dan for nothing.
I ain't afraid of his knife. Just any time he wants to try to take over this gang, he can come on lathering.
Then I am think that now is the time.
Cut it out. I got a better idea how to settle who's the leader with nobody getting carved up.
Yeah? What are you talking about?
Well, if one or both of you gets killed, the gang loses one or two good men. Now, if you want to settle who's the better man, why don't you kill Hickok?
Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Sure.
This is all right with me.
You mean we both go after Hickok and the first one to kill him is leader from now on and no questions asked?
That's it. And just to give you a little more time, suppose we put off getting the payroll until tonight. It'll be a cinch to rob the bank. In the dark, we've got a better chance for a getaway.
Sure. Sure we have. Especially after I put a slug through Hickok and get him out of the way.
You and your guns. My knife, that is the way. Do not worry about your marshal, Doc. He is as good as dead.
Howdy, Wranglers. Here's your old bunkhouse buddy, Panhandle Jim. And my name hasn't changed one bit, because I'm just the same as ever. But you know, we got a new name for my favorite cereal here, and it's a mighty good one. Sugar Corn Pops. You betcha. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is the new name, because sugar corn pops are now sweeter than ever. You see, the Kellogg folks went to work and made those luscious hearts of corn all popped up sweeter and crisper than ever before. So, just like me, you're going to like them a whale of a lot more than you did from here on. You can bet your boots and saddle on that one. Now, just sit back and listen to this little singing song here. It's all about our new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste the sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are pops.
Doc Ransom's plan to get rid of Wild Bill Hickok was going along just as he figured it. Stubb Bagley and Dagger Dan both fell for his scheme hook, line, and sinker and were waiting as Bill and Jingles called on the sheriff in Salt River City.
What do you mean I sent for you, Hickok?
Why, you ungrateful old razor bag?
Hold it, Jingles.
I'd as soon send for my grandmother. I'm sheriff of this county and I can handle anything that comes up myself. I don't hanker to have no marshals holding my hand either.
Oh, show him the telegram, Bill.
Telegram? What telegram?
This one, Sheriff.
Huh? Wait. What? Too big for me to handle?
Well, that's what it says.
I didn't send this. What kind of a trick is this, Hickok?
Easy does it, Sheriff. No harm done.
No harm done? Do you mean we've been riding for 2 days a night through dust and getting saddle sores just to chase another wild goose?
Looks that way, Jingles.
This telegram was sent from Grand View. That's 17 miles northeast of here. And I didn't send it.
Well, your name's signed to it. Explain that. Just try it.
I ain't explaining nothing.
Any truth to what the telegram says about bank robber, Sheriff?
Well, yes, there's been a bank holdup or two around here.
How many?
Seven.
Seven holdups? Well, now I reckon you do need a little help.
No, I don't. I don't want any, neither. It's my county, and I'll catch them varmints myself.
All right, Sheriff, but my partner and I'll stick around for a couple of days. If you want to, call on us. Come on, Jingles.
But, Bill...
Jingles?
Oh...
Well, you don't need to stick around on my account. I won't be sending for you. They can bury me first.
Well, now, what do you think of that for an ornery old... Bill, look out! Bill, that knife almost went right through your neck.
Thanks for hollering, partner. Where'd it come from?
Oh, right over there by that rain barrel. Bill!
There he goes, Jingles. I'll get him.
I'm coming, too.
Just a minute, you.
He's ducking around the post office, Bill.
Yeah, come on.
There he is, Bill. He's going to shoot again.
All right, mister. Now maybe we can talk. Jingles, pick up his gun.
I got nothing to say to you.
I figure you've got plenty to say.
Yeah, unless you'd rather sing it from the limb of a tree.
Hold it, Jingles. All right, mister. What's the idea of throwing a knife at me and then trying me out for a target?
I didn't throw no knife.
Billy's lying as sure as he's a foot high.
You didn't see me throw no knife. And more than that, I ain't saying.
I don't know what this is all about, mister, but I got a long memory for faces. And the next time I see yours, it better be wearing a friendly smile. Now beat it.
Yeah. Well, beat it.
You ain't gonna be so lucky next time, Hickok.
Billy, you got hornets in your head.
Maybe.
Now, why'd you let him go?
I figure he's only part of this puzzle we've run into, Jingles.
Well, from the way knives and lead canaries have been singing around your ears, looks to me like you're part of the puzzle, too.
It does it that. Well, let's get to work.
Work? Doing what?
First, we'll split up. You take the horses down to the livery stable. Then we'll mosey around town to find out what we can.
Oh, just like real detectives, huh?
Yeah. I'll take the hotel and cafe. You drop into the blacksmith shop. A town blacksmith generally knows what's going on. I'll see you later.
Don't you worry about me. I'm the best little detective there is. Yes, sir.
You lame brain, double-headed idiot. You ought to know better than to tackle Hickok on the main street in broad daylight.
He didn't see me.
You was just lucky, Dagger.
My knife just missed his throat by the thickness of a fly's wing.
Be more careful. And you, Stubb.
Lay off, Doc. Hickok was the one that was lucky. He didn't have sense enough to hold me when he had me.
Don't play Hickok for a fool. He had a reason for letting you go. Uh-oh. I see that big deputy of Hickok's coming down the street now. You two get out here.
Why? Maybe we could get him first.
You double-dyed jughead. The way you're heading for, we'll all be locked up before we get either Hickok or that payroll.
I tell you before, Stubb has no brains.
Now, don't start that again. Get out the back way. I gotta look like I'm working.
Bill, the blacksmith says a lot of folks don't like the sheriff, and then the sheriff came in and said he expected the bank to be robbed tonight, and he was ready for the bandits.
Good work, Jingles. Well, I learned that the railroad payroll was due in by stage about now.
Well, how much money?
Nearly $4,000.
Ooh, that's enough to make trouble.
Yeah, thought we'd stick around and watch it come in.
Looks like we won't have long to wait. Ain't that it coming?
Uh-huh, and the sheriff is walking over in front of the bank. Come on, let's go over.
Well, better loosen them hog legs in your holsters, just in case the lead starts flying.
Yeah, I figured to help the sheriff, whether he wants it or not.
Well, there's the driver taking the payroll sack in the bank.
Not wasting any time. Keep your eyes peeled.
Well, he made it all right.
Come on, let's get in a little closer.
Well, sheriff sure looks nervous.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff, everything's all right now.
Huh? What you doing here, Hickok? I told you I didn't need no help.
We weren't helping, were we, Bill?
Not at all, Sheriff. We were just sort of looking on.
Well, look all you want to, but keep out of my way.
Doggone it, Bill. You know, it ain't natural for a sheriff to treat us like that.
He's in a real bad spot, Jingles.
Yeah, and scared to death, if you ask me.
Maybe. Hey, Jingles, it's getting on toward evening. I think it might be a good idea to get the horses. We may need them before this night's over.
Oh, I left them at the livery stable. Want to walk down there?
Yep. If anything happens, we may need some help from Joker and Buckshot. Let's go.
Hold still, Joker, you hammer-headed cayuse. This ain't gonna hurt you for quite a while. There, now, that ought to be about right. Now, Buckshot, I reckon it's your turn. There you are. Hold still, Tanya. I'll fix you. Now, hold it there. Just a few quick taps. Now, Buckshot, you're fixed up to fit my little plan. Just finishing time. Here they come now. So long, Buckshot. I've got one more thing to do.
Bill, I still don't understand what's going on around here.
We'll know more before this night's much older, Jingle.
Well, Joker, what's the matter, boy?
Buckshot's nervous, too.
What's he holding his foot up that way for, Bill?
So's Joker. Come on, let's take a look at him. Steady, Buckshot. Ooh, boy.
Bill, there's a nail sticking out.
Yeah, partner, Buckshot's got one, too. Hand me that puller.
Yeah.
Steady now, Buckshot. That's it.
Pull Joker's nail, too, will you, Bill?
Yeah. Hold still. Hold still now. There it is.
Well, how's that, Joker? He says, thank you, Bill. Say, what low-down sidewinder do a dirty trick like that to our horses, Bill?
Somebody who wanted them to go lame while we were riding them, partner.
Yeah, but what for?
That's another piece of our puzzle, Jingles. Come on, I've got a hunch things are coming to a head.
Where are we going, Bill?
To the sheriff's office, and in a hurry. Steady, Buckshot. Steady, boy. All right, let's go.
Go, Fire. Joker. Come on. Hey. There's a light in the back of the office, Bill.
Yeah. Pull up, Jingles. Pull up, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
All right. Let's go in.
Sheriff, we come to... Bill.
Yeah, partner. We're too late. The sheriff's dead.
Hey, partners, I'm holding a bright yellow box in my hand. Yes, sir, bright yellow. And do you know what's inside this new package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops? Well, just about the best-tasting two-way cereal you ever lit into. Golden hearts of corn all popped up bright and jolly, crisp and crunchy, already sweetened for you to the point where they're downright delicious. Yes, sir, right out of the box, just like candy, or out of the bowl with milk. I'll stake my best pony, you'll say you never enjoyed better eating. Say, you know what's on the outside of the new, even sweeter Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops box? Well, partners, here's big pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine right on the front of these yellow boxes, just like in real life. So saddle up and ride the store tomorrow for a load of new Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops. Do it early as you can. Now, here's our favorite song.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles discovered the nails in Joker's and Buckshot's hooves, Bill began to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Quickly, the two pounded up the street to the sheriff's office. But as Bill said...
We're too late, partner. The sheriff's dead.
With a knife in his back.
Jingles, somebody's planning to rob that bank tonight, and they knew the sheriff was ready for him. That's why he's dead.
And maybe that's why they tried to kill you today.
Maybe.
Say, Bill, you know, that blacksmith seemed to know a lot of things when I talked to him today. Why don't we go ask him if he's got any ideas?
All right, partner, if you think it's a good idea.
I thought it was a right good idea, too. Let's go.
All right, we're ready. It's dark enough.
Yeah, I got to figure this way. I'll go find Hickok and tell him I've heard the bank robbers plotting a robbery.
Yeah.
Then I lead him around back of these buildings across the street from the bank. You watch from behind these swinging doors.
And when you get off the street with him, we run over, blow the safe, and run with the money.
No, you got it wrong. Blow the safe and run out of town without the money.
Hey, what's the idea?
They won't suspect me. They'll think you've got it. So everybody takes out after you, including Hickok and Jingles. When they go, I slip into the bank, get the money, take it over to the blacksmith shop... And you meet me later there.
Now, that is what I call a smart idea.
Now, here's the rest of it. Those nails I put in their horses' hooves will make them cayuses lame in about 3 miles. That'll put you just about Hanging Rock.
Yeah, that's 3 miles, all right.
When their horses go lame, Hickok and his big deputy will get off and walk. You time it so you circle around the rock and come back and catch them flat-footed in ambush.
Then goodbye, Hickok and Jingles.
How many of them, Doc?
Well, must have been 6 or 7. I didn't want to get too close to see them real good. They'd have shot me for sure.
6 or 7? Bill, maybe we'd better go get some more help.
No time, Jingles.
We're almost there. I'll take it slow.
Yeah, real slow. Bill!
What's that?
There goes the bandits.
There goes the bandits. Get after them, Hickok.
That's just what I'm going to do. Come on.
Getting away from us.
Look that way, partner.
But you ain't riding, Bill. We could catch him easy with no more head start than they got.
I don't want to catch him, Jingles.
You don't? Bill, you ain't been making sense all day.
I just want them to think that they got away from us, that's all.
Well, there they go around the bend up by that big hanging rock.
And that's where we turn around, Jingles. Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Turn around?
That's right. And now we do some riding. Hi, Buckshot. Dig in, boy. Hi.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha.
Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa, boy.
Whoa.
Well, there we are, Jingles.
Oh, steady, Joker, now. But, Bill, this is Old Dog's blacksmith shop, and the bank robbers are getting away with the payroll money.
We'll see about that, partner. Come on and keep your eyes open.
Hey, what are you lame-brained, double-dyed jugheads doing back here? Hickok.
Yeah, Doc, we'll take that payroll money now.
Billy's got a gun.
Oh! Pick up that sack of money, Jingles. No, Doc. No more plays out of you.
You two-headed sidewinder, I thought I'd fixed you for good this time.
Yeah, Doc, you were pretty smart.
Yeah, you sure were. What did he do, Bill?
He stayed about two jumps ahead of us all day, Jingles. But, Doc, you slipped up when you put those nails in our horse's hooves.
How'd you figure I did that?
Nobody but a blacksmith could have gotten that close to Joker and Buckshot without getting killed.
You ain't got much on me, even so.
No, not much. Just a bank robbery and a killing.
Yeah, that ought to be enough to interest a jury.
A killing?
That's right. You kill the sheriff.
Yeah, I killed the no good low-down.
And you kill him with a knife to make it look like one of your other men did it.
And just for that, Doc, I'm going to kill
you. Dagger, you fool, that's Hickok.
Hickok?
Yeah, shoot him, you idiot. Don't talk. Shoot Hickok.
Well, now that was a right fine idea, Doc, but it don't often work very well against Wild Bill Hickok.
All right, line up over there by that forge and keep those hands high. Drop those guns.
Doc, I thought you had it figured so we'd get Hickok and that big fat deputy in an ambush.
Yeah, Doc, I figured that one, too. Why else would you try to make our horses go lame? The way it looks to me, you tried to get three birds with one stone.
Yeah, Bill. Old Doc Ransom was trying to get three birds with one stone, and now all three of them are going to spend the rest of their lives on a rock pile.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be back on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
Yes, sirree, and it's all about a little snip of a kid who leads Bill and Jingles into a whole mess of trouble and the secret of the hard luck mine. See you then.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Howard, Leo Curley, Fred Shields, and Hal Gerard. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok learns the secret of the hard luck mine. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.